Hello and welcome to the Everything is Black and White podcast. This is a special episode bringing you the breaking news of the Newcastle United Supporters Trust 1892 pledge. This has been 3 years in the making and presents in the long term an opportunity for the Newcastle United fan base to part own their football club. This has been led by Alex Hirst, who was the former chair of the NUST, stepped down earlier last year to focus more on this campaign. A lot of work has gone into it, and it's a pleasure to have a part in announcing the project today. I'm joined by Alex. Alex, great news that it's able to be launched today. Can you just tell our listeners what it's all about?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. The 1892 Pledge Scheme is an ambitious project from the Supporters Trust to raise money over a long period of time. So that the trust in a position when the club is finally sold by Mike Ashley, whoever that might be, so that the supporters trust buy a small part of the club. If it was sold in the Premier League, if I sold in the Championship or maybe below, we could look to assume a much larger part of the club and also be ready to step in and save the club if needs be.
This is really brilliant news, and there'll be plenty of information swirling around with the announcement of the pledge, and that's why tomorrow at 7 p.m. across Chronicle Live's Facebook, Twitter and YouTube platforms, and later on the Everything is Black and White podcast, we'll host a very special Q&A where you can get your questions about this project over to Alex. Our very own Mark Douglas will be on the panel, members of the Trust, as well as the Guardians, who will be entrusted with any money raised. That includes Warren Barton and George Culkin. And perhaps most importantly, we'll have a member from the Foundation of Hearts Group who come May 31st will hope to own a majority stake in Hearts up in Scotland. They've raised the capital to do so. They're going to give you a bit of hope and insight into why this hopefully will work for Newcastle United. Alex, can you just explain to our listeners what is meant by pledge and why it's a little bit different to other projects touted in the past?
Yeah, so by pledge, we mean we want fans to donate either when they can or set up a direct debit through the 1892pledge.co.uk website. To pledge small amounts to raise a large amount of money between us. We're hoping fans from around the world will get involved in this. And we're not selling shares here. We're not making promises about things that we'll definitely buy or things that will definitely happen. We're completely reliant on a number of moving things of which we have no control. The main one being Mike Ashley finding a buyer. So what we're doing is we're saying to fans, let's pledge a little now. Put what you can afford to miss into the Supporters Trust pot through the 1892 Pledge website, where there'll also be a running total of the amount raised every day, so it's completely transparent. Put in a lot each month if you can, whether it be a quid, a five or a tenner. Maybe you don't go to the match anymore and you want to put your season ticket money through it. Whatever works for you, put that in and we will raise enough money to have a say in, hopefully, in the conversation when the club is sold. I would love to work with new owners anyway on the football club, but it'd be even better if a little bit of this football club could be ours. We could own a part. You know, the club is our club. It belongs to the supporters of Newcastle United, we think. So why shouldn't we have at least a small say in the way the club is run?
So this, of course, is just a brief explainer about the pledge, because we would like as many of you guys to get involved in the live Q&A tomorrow. If you want to send a question over for the panel, throw one over to andrew.musgrove@reachplc. You'll also get the opportunity to ask any questions live. So maybe when you've digested some of the information, you can pop a question into the comments and we'll get through the best of them. Alex, as we said right at the start, this has been many, many years in the making. Many hours that you've put in to get to this point. Just how excited are you to finally launch it, to get it out there to the public and hopefully in good time be backed by thousands of Newcastle United fans?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I was just checking through some old notes, and I think the first time this was discussed at the old trust was 2017. We relaunched the trust in 2019 with the goal of doing this, but we had to make sure we had to get our own house in order first. We had to make sure that the trust's message of transparency and support and involvement in the club reached some fans and was popular, and we've gained nearly 15,000 members doing that. So it's a massive relief. It's been a full-time job pretty much for me. Over the past 6 months, you know, I stepped down as chair of the trust to solely work on this project full time. So it's just a relief, really, to get it planned, to get it released. There's lots and lots of people have helped with this. We've spoken to hundreds of fans in focus groups. We've spoken to people from across the world. We've spoken to various prominent ex-players, you know, people that the support would recognise and trust to make sure that this was the right thing that was needed. But we think that, you know, personally, Andrew, as a fan, I've done everything else. I've done the boycotts. I've not bought stuff in the ground. I've you know, contemplated giving up my season ticket. And we just want to be able to provide a positive platform for every fan, whether you go to the match, whether you've stopped going, whether you live in Wall's End or Arizona or wherever. We don't care. That the 1892 pledge scheme, if you're any Castle United fan, exists for you. And together, I'm convinced that thousands of us can make sure that when the club is sold, we can buy a very small pot, at least, of our football club. And like I said, if the worst happens and we were to go down and down again, like Sunderland did, if the club is going to change hands for, you know, a very small amount of money, if that is to be the case, then let us be part of that conversation.
Now, I know you're ready to take lots of questions on this pledge, Alex, whether that be from those supporting it, those who are a little bit sceptical, or those just generally interested in what it means long-term for Newcastle United. And of course, that's why we're hosting the event tomorrow. Again, if you want to get any questions to Alex in good time, send them over to andrew.musgrove@reachplc.com, or like I said, join the live Q&A from 7 p.m. and you can put your questions live to the panel. Alex, what would you say to those listening now? I guess it's just about encouraging them to join the event tomorrow, to reach out to you with any questions, concerns that they have.
Yeah, well, we're really looking forward to the event, both myself, the other board members, and the guardians who were put in place to look after people's money. And I suppose that this idea, it's for the supporters of Newcastle United. It's for no one else. So we want to hear from you. We want to hear, you know, how excited you are. If you're sceptical, you know, that there are no bad questions. There are no bad ideas. We are desperate to hear from you about what you think about this idea. You know, it's natural that people have loads of questions and potentially I completely understand skepticism as well. People say, well, it's impossible when you look at the numbers that we're talking about and the amount that would have to raise to even have, you know, 1-5% of the club and its Premier League valuation. But we're not saying that this is definitely going to happen. We're not saying that we can, you know, 100% make the, you know, buy a part of the club. But what we are saying is, let's have a go. I'd say impossible, no. Ambitious, yes. Yes, it's ambitious. You know, we think it's doable. We're going to give it a hell of a go. So come along to the event and put your point of view across to us. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, there you have it. Alex, thank you for joining us on the Everything is Black and White podcast and sharing the launch of the pledge with us. It's really appreciated. You can head over to chroniclelive.co.uk where you can read an exclusive interview with Alex as he explains the thinking behind the pledge and what's to come over the next few weeks and months. And again, just another reminder of that live event, which kicks off tomorrow, 7 p.m. over on the Chronicle NUFC Facebook, Twitter and YouTube account. It will be uploaded to this podcast channel afterwards. But if you're watching live, you can get your comments in. You can get your questions in as well to Alex, Mark Douglas, the rest of the trust, George Culkin, Warren Barton, Ian Mearns, as well as a member from the Foundation of Hearts campaign as well. So plenty of people there to ask questions of to make sure that you understand what's happening with the 1892 pledge.